Hey, what's going on, family? It is Terrence Vesso, and you are listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. It's been quite a long time since I've come on here over a year, right, that I've actually come to speak to you all. And perhaps what really made this the moment that I make a return to this space, the vulnerable space, is due to the news of a very, very, very prominent person in the community, on both on social media as well as in television, which is Steven, also known as Twitch, and his transition from this earth, tragically taken allegedly by the hands of himself, right? He took matters into his own hands, and they're calling this to be a suicide. And it really challenged me throughout this entire day. One of the reasons why I started the V-Spot was because I wanted to have an opportunity to offer up others a way of talking about very challenging spaces and topics, things that they feel, things that they go through, and perhaps not knowing how to discuss them, even if they should discuss them, and who to discuss them, you know, with. And so I invited, you know, my dear sister to come on, and she did. And so for several years, we brought you episode after episode after episode about topics that we felt were necessary to be discussed, ranging from a variety of things. But this really just made me get back, I want to say, into the ring. And part of the reason why is because of how challenging it has been to dissolve this moment, and how so many people are taken aback by this and have been sidetracked by his decision to take his life, knowing, you know, all that he has, right? And, you know, having a wife and three children. I think they just celebrated their marriage, as well as just posted a beautiful holiday video of them both dancing. And it just makes you ask yourself, you know, here's someone that constantly posts how loving and caring his life is, right? You rarely, when you go down his timeline, you rarely see anything that is not, you know, catering to a big smile or a big laughter or movement. He served on Ellen DeGeneres show as the DJ. And in fact, I think he even filled in several episodes and did interviews. He's been a judge, you know, and so you have all of these spaces where many who look upon them would think this is the ideal space to be in. Like, who could not be happy in this space? Who would, you know, dare not have a good moment in this space? And yet, if this is true, that he in fact did, you know, succumb to whatever was challenging him, or, you know, whatever was causing him to feel like he didn't want to be here, and to assume that he, you know, should just end his life would be the better result, it really offers up the question that we often ask people: how are you doing? And if we are in fact ready to deal with the answer that we ourselves have to answer to first, before we can offer that to someone else. And so that is really why I came back today, to just ask you to be aware of how you are doing. But more than 20 years ago, I think I started to really, you know, fold myself into, you know, managing my emotions and managing my trauma, coming from a space where my mother was physically, mentally, and emotionally abused, and even to some extent, I would even say spiritually, manipulated, and how watching her go through that, and how that then seeped into my own life, how I conducted myself as a black skinned male around that situation was very, very hard. And so it then brings me to the moments when I felt like life was better off without me in it. You know, and I know that sounds very harsh to say or for someone to hear, but I would dare to say that that is actually what we should be hearing and we should be saying when we feel it. We've catered to this notion that we must be resilient and that brown skin, black skin folks are these resilient people. You hear it all the time when in fact, and oftentimes on the contrary, we are very fragile. And because we have to convey this element of being so strong and so fearless and so durable in moments of challenges, we don't get handled with the same care and love that we would if we saw that fragileness written on our face, you know, handle with care. And I want to offer that, right? I want to offer us the opportunity to extend beyond the question that we ask about how you are doing and really look at ways that we can, in fact, help those through that time of not feeling like they can speak to anyone or share what they're really experiencing with anyone. You know, I'm sure when you reach a level of status that Twitch, you know, reached, you know, and he probably didn't believe that he had that, right? He probably didn't know. In the minds of many of us, wouldn't it be great if now that he's made this decision that he's sitting in a space in heaven and he can see how the impact of his leaving has changed so many lives and has altered so many emotions in so many people in so many ways, right? People that he doesn't even know, excuse me about that grammar. Yeah, and you can't, right? It's almost like the Christmas story, you know, and one of the Christmas stories that I would watch as a kid, you know, you see how the dreams and you can see how people are maneuvering that you're not there and you're trying to reach back and tell them, no, I am here. No, I really am here. And, you know, they don't hear you. They don't see you, you know, because you're gone, right? You don't get to come back. In that story, in that television show, they were able to write him, or, you know, back into the show. And then as a result of that, he was able to make decisions with that feeling of being absent in mind. And I believe that we can actually experience that feeling, right? Because that feeling then makes us make different decisions moving forward. Some of us never have the opportunity to have that encounter of that absent feeling. I remember many nights crying as I thought about what my grandmother would feel if I were to take my life. You know, I grew up in a very spiritual space, you know, even churchy space, even take it further, spiritual, I kind of came into later on, but a very churchy religious space where, you know, committing suicide was the ultimate form of going to hell, right? You were going to hell because there was this idea that there was no opportunity to offer up forgiveness. And then you started hearing people preach differently from the pulpit as other scenarios started to come about, right? You know, if you jump from a building, between the point of you leaping off the building and reaching the ground, there's a lot of opportunity for you to make amends and atonement with God, right? In between that space. So although you still hit the ground and although you still may not survive, it is not up to me to say that you didn't make it, you know, or you won't make it to the other side or glory or heaven, right? And to feel that, you know, that feeling, right? I would cry. And I didn't want those that were still here to have to manage, you know, the questions or the unanswered questions of why I chose to do what I did. And that sometimes is what some of us in those very low moments in our life, we need to push us back through, right? I do believe, and I don't know how to pinpoint it, but I do believe that there are many, many cases where individuals that are around us, we are just so inundated with our own concerns and our own life and, you know, saving our own selves and putting our own mask on that we really, really miss the signs and the signals that help us to connect and to save and to throw lifelines to others, right, that are out there that need that extra word of encouragement, that, you know, need to know that even after this, there is something better. You know, there's another chance. There's another moment. There's another opportunity. You know, the job that you don't have, the relationship that you now have to divorce yourself from, that there's something else, right? But in that moment, the pain is so devastating. It is so hard to grasp. And I can't imagine, you know, and I can remember, not even imagine, I can remember sitting in my room and just crying and crying and crying and crying, deeply, deeply crying, because of the pain that I was feeling from whatever the situation was that was making me feel like I was completely inadequate, that I didn't need to be here anymore, that life would be better off without me, and all of that, right? And now here I am, you know, 43 years later, I've made it through those relationship separations. I've made it through the abuse, physical, mental, spiritual. I've made it, right? I made it to this moment. I didn't allow myself to succumb to those experiences to the point where I could not get up again, right? I might have lost many races. I may not have went to the university that I wanted to go to, right? I may not have gotten the job that I wanted. All of these other things that may not have gone according to my ideal plan, but I'm still here. And that says a lot. That says a whole lot. In fact, it says to me that I have an opportunity for another chance to do things differently, to do it in a way that now I'm able to use what I've learned, right, and use the tools that I've accomplished, right? Because when you go through those turmoil moments, when you go through those breakups, when you go through those heartbreaks, when you go through those, it's almost like it creates a DNA embedded, you know, imprint, right? I like to use the analogy when you've been a workout, you know, fanatic, you know, it's muscle memory, right? Emotional memory kicks in, right? Trauma memory kicks in, and then you start to realize what you did and you don't want to do it again. So you do it differently, right? And differently may not always mean you land at the best spot, but most definitely you're going to land somewhere else other than where you landed in the past. And that's a great place. I want to offer that. The V-spot, I'm not saying we're coming back full force, right? But I am saying the V-Spot is a space where hopefully you can go into some of these episodes and hear some of the examples and the stories that we share. And hopefully they'll help you to know that there's another opportunity, that give yourself that chance. Create in yourself those muscle memory moments that allow you to get back up again. There's another chance ahead of us if we give it to us. But once we take it away, and all the pain that so many people will feel that you may not know, it's more devastating. And I'm sure we don't want to pass the baton of pain to someone else, especially our children, especially our wife, our loved ones. It's the V-Spot Radio. And I'm so glad that you chose to listen with us. Have a great one, Vessel.